Father, I thank you, Lord, for your kindness and mercy to us this day, and ask you to bless the word, visit with us, and be with us in spirit and in truth. And this we do ask in Jesus' name. Amen. 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 6, how long, O Lord? It sounds like a simple verse. Seeing it is a righteous thing with God to recompense tribulation to them that trouble you. Well, that was pretty interesting after what I went through. It is a righteous thing with God to recompense tribulation. Now, there's more wisdom there than most who study the Word of God will ever receive in that one statement. It is a righteous thing with God to recompense tribulation. One word to describe the Bible for me is judgment. Light from darkness. From the very beginning, judgment. Good from evil. Heaven from hell. Saved from lost. Everything in the Bible that I find, everything in God is a contrast. There's always been a contrast. I think the most misquoted verse in the Bible is, judge not. When in fact, we're to judge every hour of every day. We're to use righteous judgment. You can't live without judgment. We've all used judgment since the moment we got up this morning. A judgment. We judge when we go to the grocery store. We judge every human we meet. Everything revolves around judgment. When he says, judge not, if you study Scripture, I preach this many times, not going to go into it again. It alludes to hypocrisy. You don't judge this way and then live this way. But everything is judged. You're judging me this morning, I'm judging you. It's all judgment. Everything we do is judgment, you see. So when he says judge, it's not that we're not to judge. We're to use righteous judgment at all times. God judges everything. Every single thing. From the very words, we're going to be judged by the words we speak to our final place in eternity. Who judges that? God does. Where you're going to spend eternity is judgment. The ultimate judgment was Calvary. That crucifixion, you know what that was? It was judgment. It was judgment on Jesus. It was judgment on you. It was judgment on me. It was judgment on those that crucified him. It was judgment on Lucifer. It was judgment on the fallen angels. It was judgment on the righteous angels. It was judgment. Only one wasn't judged that day, God the Father. Because he is judgment. If you can receive that. That crucifixion was a judgment. It judged every living creature. And in that cross lies the final resolution for every man who ever lived or breathed the breath of life. Even the heavenly beings. That cross. Revelation chapter 6, verse 10. We have the words of the martyrs. And they cry out, where I got the title of the word, how long, O Lord? How long, O Lord? These are martyrs in heaven. How long, O Lord? And the Bible says they did it with a loud voice. How long, O Lord? Now you think about this. And they said, if you've got your Bible, they said, avenge us, O Lord. Avenge us. Does that sound like the churches you've gone to? Be honest. Who in the Lord doesn't want Christ to come today? Right now. I don't have to eat those ribs up there. Come on. You got something better to do than meet the Lord? And when he comes, right here in our text, he shall be in flaming fire taking vengeance. Avenge us, O Lord! How long, O Lord? Doesn't that sound like kids? How long? When are we going to eat? How long? When are we going to get there? How long? So is this a right thing? Is it a right thing? This vengeance? This judgment? Is it a right thing? Is it not right? It's a righteous thing. You see. Thus, it's right. Will it not be right when God separates the sheep from the goats? Won't that be right? When he separates the wheat from the tares? Won't that be right? Won't that be the right thing? The saved from the damned? Won't that be a right thing? Is it not right that sinners be in hell? Wailing and gnashing teeth? Is it not right? Crying for mercy that'll never come. Avenge us, O Lord! How long, O Lord? Who among us doesn't require righteous judgment? Doesn't long for such? When I pray in the mornings, it's one of the foremost prayers. How long, O Lord? Bring righteous judgment. That which is right. Who doesn't desire the Bidens to be rewarded for their works? I mean, be honest. When I preached in the jails, they'd ask that I pray for them. Oh, I'm going to court tomorrow, preacher. But what to pray? And thus, the Lord had me pray for exactly that. Righteous judgment. By the way, righteous judgment sometimes contains mercy. You see? Sometimes it contains mercy. In my case, I was guilty, but I received mercy at Calvary. And that mercy is a part of God's righteous judgment. The Bible has a word for it. It's called grace. Grace. By grace are you saved. And by whom is that grace granted? And thus, salvation is of the Lord. But what of those that don't receive grace? And from what I read, there's far more of those. Those who cry, some even cry, Lord, Lord, haven't we done many wonderful works and even cast out devils? But the Bible says, the Lord told him, I never knew you. Who are you? Oh, that we may know the God of the Bible. Proverbs 1:26, he said, I will laugh at your calamity. I will mock when your fear cometh. Well, that's not my God. Well, then you've got a problem. David said, I hate them that hate thee, O Lord. Never forget, in the deluge, in the flood, but eight saved. Eight. 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 Out of the whole world. Only two men who left Egypt crossed the Jordan. Out of over a million. How many saved? Bible says, few. Just a few. Is it not a righteous thing for the Lord to recompense tribulation to them that trouble you? As the martyrs cry, Avenge our blood, O Lord. Avenge our blood. How long, O Lord? These are men that are already up there. Some were burned alive. Some beheaded. Some torn asunder by beasts. Some sawed asunder. Avenge our blood, O Lord. How long, O Lord? You know, there's a song they sing in church. Used to sing, wait a little longer, please, Jesus. I don't find that scriptural in the least. I didn't sing that song. My Bible says, surely I come quickly. Amen. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. Why would I want him to wait? You say, well, my little brother might get saved. I've got some news for you. When he comes, that's not going to change one thing of that. He either is or he isn't, you see. 1 Thessalonians says, as a thief in the night he'll come. Did you ever read it, 1 Thessalonians? He said, I'll come as a thief in the night. Once again, I ask, oh, wait a minute, he's coming like a thief in the night? Nobody's even going to know when he's coming? Is that a righteous thing? That he's coming like a thief in the night? That he come when we're not looking for him? Oh, well, if he just, you see. But it's a righteous thing. It's right. Our deaths, they're right. Here should be, our deaths are right on time. Was not Calvary right on time? Was not your birth right on time? What about your new birth? If you have one. Have you experienced such? Been born again? To be raised up the last day? Don't be falsely humble. Was it right? Listen, was it right that you be saved? You ever think of that? And I've been in church, people say, oh, you know, I'm just an old, I can't believe God saved me. Well, I can't believe it either. But he did save me. Then I misspoke. I do believe it. I was there. I do believe it. Was it right that he saved me? Yeah. Was it my choice? No. That's the difference. But it was right. It was right. Did he make a mistake? Well, I can't believe he saved so and so. It's right. Is it wrong that one be in heaven and another burning in hell? No. It's right. Did God get it wrong? No, he got it just right. Does he not know? Listen, you're either a new creature in Christ Jesus or you're yet in your sins. You're either a son of God or of the wicked one as Cain. Which is it? How shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein? How? How long, O Lord? How long, O Lord? You know, I always thought about the Armenians and their free will choices to be saved. Could you imagine God leaving it to man who's going to be in heaven or hell? I don't think I'd want to go. I don't think that'd work out too well. I'm going to leave you with a few words of encouragement. A few words to walk with. If you turn over a few pages, if you're still in 2 Thessalonians, turn to 2 Timothy. 2 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 6 through verse 12. He said, wherefore I put thee in remembrance. Amen. Let's remember this. That thou stir up the gift of God. Now, I think we need to do that. The two words that I have subsequent to this that I have yet to preach, we need to stir up the gift of God amongst us once again, which is in thee by the putting on of my hands. For God hath not given us the spirit of fear. You see that? It's very important for today. But of power and of love and of a sound mind. Things to be thankful for. Sure don't have a sound body. Be not thou therefore ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, nor of me his prisoner, Paul says, but be thou partaker of the afflictions of the gospel according to the power of God, who has saved us and called us with an holy calling, not according to our works, thank God, but according to his own purpose and what? Grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus when? Before the world began. But is now made manifest, now it's made known by the appearing of our Savior, Jesus Christ, who hath abolished death and hath brought life and immortality to light through the gospel, whereunto I am appointed a preacher and an apostle and a teacher of the Gentiles, for the which cause I also suffer these things. Nevertheless, I'm not ashamed, for I know, amen, for I know whom I have believed and am persuaded that he's able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day. How long, O Lord? Even so, come, Lord Jesus. How long, O Lord?